Preface to Meditation 22. Aspects of Maturity. In a recent edition of our National Christian Meditation newsletter, I came across these words from Matthias Beiswenger in Germany. The Path of Silence. A path which took me further into the depths of my faith and closer to my own self than I ever expected it to be possible. I think that's beautiful, and certainly something we can hold on to for ourselves. Closer to my own self than I ever expected it to be possible. I find even trying to use the word maturity makes me feel quite awkward, because I know myself spiritually, even after all this time, to be just at the beginning, such a beginner, as if I'm only just starting to open up. Yet all the great spiritual teachers down the ages say that to feel increasingly that you are just at the beginning is a sign of spiritual growth. That's just how it's supposed to be. Knowing more and more about less and less. John Maine talks of maturity from time to time. In The Way of Unknowing, he says this: one of the things we learn through meditation as we mature, as we go further along the path, is to be equally content with either form of silence, with the infinite sense of his presence, or with the finite sense of his absence. It's harder for us at the beginning, because when we start to meditate, we haven't learnt much detachment. We haven't reached the stage where we can be equally content with absence as with presence. And anyway, we're always looking for our meditation to satisfy us. We're always looking to prove to ourselves that it works, that now we know God. Well, perhaps maturity is a sort of dawning, an awakening. Anyway, here's a story that will always bring me sharply to myself if I'm in any danger of getting too big for my spiritual boots. The disciples were gathered round the Holy One, and he asked them this question: when does the day begin? One replied, the day begins with the first sliver of light on the horizon. No, another said, when the shadows begin to disappear and you can start to pick out details. No, a third, when the first bird sings. Wrong again. When the sun comes up. No, said the Holy One. The day begins when you can see in every face you meet the face of God. Otherwise, it is still night. John Maine says most simply, if, in meditation, we can make ourselves available, if we can be there, everything else is given. Leave the rest to the mystery of God.